got Michael Kelsey with me. Michael is the CEO, correct?
Executive Vice President, head bottle washer.
There you go, the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. And one of the things that Michael's family and our family have always been interested in youth development and how we can use a livestock project, especially a beef project, in developing our kids and teaching them life responsibilities and also teach them how to take good care of cattle. So here today with Michael, and I know Michael, you've showed cattle and now your family has. So just share with us a little bit about what you do and what you guys, what your goals are as a family and what you try to get out of the project, whether it's FFA or 4-H.
You bet. I grew up showing cattle and loved it. And you nailed it. It's the responsibility, the stewardship, the teamwork, the competitiveness that you also, all those life skills that you develop as you go through that. And I wanted my kids to have that same opportunity. And so whether it's getting up early in the morning and making sure the cattle are fed before we eat breakfast, you know, and making sure their health is correct. The ration we feed to the cattle is more balanced than the ration I eat myself. I mean, but it's that important. And so you just learn those stewardship responsibilities. You learn how to play fair, but work hard and be rewarded. And at the end of the day, really what the way I was raised and the way I'm trying to raise my kids is we're really not showing cattle. We're really raising kids. And so we want our kids to be productive citizens. We want them to contribute to whatever community that they wind up in their career. And those life skills that they learn showing cattle or showing any type of livestock are so beneficial to that and really enhance that.
Yeah, and I think we approached it the same way in our family. And my children are grown and gone, but hopefully we're going to start on the next generation here in another 5 or 6 years. And I know you're right in the middle of it, so it's a good deal. But in Oklahoma, I know you have a lot of opportunity there youth and livestock projects, especially beef projects, are a big part of the culture there.
Oh, they are. And you can go to a little jackpot show just about every weekend and if you want to in Oklahoma. And we go to a lot. We enjoy them. Again, we go to try to get that purple ribbon. But more importantly, we're going to let the kids learn, to let them grow, to let them develop. I still have friendships that I developed when I was showing cattle. Today, and we keep up together, and actually I've actually been aided by them in my career development. They've served as references for me and so forth, and I've been honored to serve as references for my friends. I look forward to my kids having that same opportunity too as well. So again, it all centers, it looks like from an outsider looking in that it all centers around that animal, and certainly that can have that appearance, but really it's about the kid and about developing families, and you know what? What greater opportunity to spend time with your kids at 5 o'clock in the morning in the barn, rinsing calves and talking about how, you know, what'd you do at school yesterday? What's the big test coming up? How's that boyfriend doing? You know, all those types of things. And those conversations just flow and around that calf. So we're raising kids, and that's what it's all about.
That's right. It's all about the kids and the clan, the community that we live in, the beef industry. Thanks for all you do at OCA.
You bet.
We know you do a great job down
there. Well, thank you.
And we appreciate you taking the time to share with us today.
You bet. Thank you, Twig. Thank you.
You bet.